So you want to know? Welcome to the Swana Know podcast. I'm your host, Annelisa Swana. But I'm not alone. Hello, Kelly Kells.
Hello, Annie. Happy to be sharing the mic with you.
Join us every week as we explore stories of triumph, resilience, and anything you want to know. We are back for season two. Ba, 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 ba.
What can we expect for season two, Annie?
So this season, we can expect laughs, chats, about lifestyle, fashion trends, and tourism and travel.
Love that.
Exciting.
Yes. Today, we are exploring the incredible journeys of individuals, brands, and trends that redefine what it means to make a comeback. And it's only fitting that we talk about comebacks as we are the queens of comebacks.
Look, listen. Where are we coming back from, girls?
Life has been lifing, you know? So we are coming back from life. There's a lot of things that was happening. I had a whole baby.
A whole human being.
Yeah, so that's where I'm coming back from. Where are you coming back from?
Hey, I've been around, girls. I've been here and there. I've been here and there. Life has been laughing, but it's been good, man. Mm. It's been good, but I missed us, and I'm so happy to be back. Speaking of making comebacks, Kelly, I was on the internet the other day, and I saw a real comeback. Mm. Motorola.
What?
The iconic brand has made a comeback.
Okay.
In the day of smartphones.
Okay.
Sleek smartphones. Mm-hmm. Motorola is here. And I was searching the prices and stuff. And yo, that comeback caught me by surprise. You see the Motorola Razr?
Oh, yes. That was an iconic Motorola.
Like everyone wanted a flip phone. I wanted a flip phone. And when you thought of flip phones back in the day, Motorola was your go-to.
Oh, definitely.
Go-to brand.
That pink Motorola Razr, that was the one I wanted.
Do you know how much it costs today?
Am I going to fall on my back?
For Motorola Razr, Kelly, in 2024, you will pay $19,899.
No way.
But I like them. They're so bold and they're so confident. They're like, you know what? If Apple is going to do it, if Samsung is going to do it, why can't we?
It's giving go big or go home. You know?
Love it. Love it. I love it.
You know, it's reminding me of the time when Nokia tried to make a comeback. You know, Nokia had that iconic 3310, and then they tried to bring that back also.
But that didn't work.
That was a failed comeback.
Speaking of failed comebacks, girls, tell me, when it comes to fashion trends, what do you think should have just stayed there and not? And what do you think?
You know, the...
What are you glad made a comeback?
Girl, the Gen Zs are going to hate me for this. But low-rise jeans should have stayed in the past. I am not a fan. Why are we bringing back the my hips don't lie era, you know? It's a no from me for low-rise jeans.
I'm not too in love with them as well. Yeah.
Okay, some people can make them look good, though. But definitely not for me. And then another trend that I am... pleasantly surprised that is back is ballerina flats.
Pumps?
Yes. Pumps are back. And they are everywhere right now. You know, there was a time where I was like, oh, you know, pumps are, the era is over. You will never see me in pumps again. And then now they're back.
And do you have a bit?
You know, I felt it was my duty as a ballerina.
Okay.
To buy ballerina pumps. Because I have to test these things out for everyone. So yes, I did buy a pair of ballerina flats. I am pairing them with a lot of my outfits. It's a good closed shoe for winter when you don't want to wear sneakers or boots. Sure. So I actually...
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
so true. It's one of those...
Now you're reminding me, there was a time I lived in pumps. I used to love pumps.
Yeah.
I loved them. And my mom hated it. She hated it so much because to her it didn't make sense that I was short and I was wearing these shoes that are on the ground. She used to say that, like, You are literally walking barefoot. I should check them out. I will.
I think you should. You know, I really like the square toe pumps. Those are very in now. Yes. And they're a little bit different from like the round toe that was a thing back in the day. There are a lot of round toe pumps out there at the moment as well. But the square toe is, that's where the vibes are.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know someone who's excellent in making bedazzled comebacks? And that is Bonang.
Ah, Bonang, yes. She is iconic. She's back on our TV screens again with her new reality show, Bedazzled by Bonang. And I just, you know, she is the girl she thinks she is.
She really is. She really is. And I love it for her, man.
I do. I think the first episode aired this Monday.
Yes, it did. I haven't. I just listened to an interview that she had, and they were asking her about these comebacks that she's been doing. And she was saying for her, it's so important to evolve.
Yeah.
That's why she's able to make big comebacks, to evolve and be innovative and inspire also. And I loved that. And I think that is very important for a comeback.
Yeah. I haven't seen the show yet either.
Okay.
But I've seen the trailer and I feel like it's giving Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but like a mix with Real Housewives.
Yes. You
know? And this
that is so Bonang.
It is, hey, love that for her. So basically it like follows her daily life where she's like running her businesses and it gives like this behind the scenes look into her glamorous life.
You know, I was thinking why she's back on SABC.
Oh yeah.
And I read somewhere, you know, she hosted Miss South Africa last year. And I read that she pulled in 1.8 million viewers for SABC3.
That's crazy.
This is following reports that the channel had a decline in TV ratings. 1.8 million.
Only Bonang.
Only Bonang. Only Bonang, yeah.
Yeah. No, that just like goes to show what an iconic woman that she is.
She is.
I think the only thing that's like a little disappointing for me is the fact that there's only 6 episodes.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's so short, you know? Like, we want to see more. I'm so annoyed with this new format on TV. we only get like
Bridgerton, you know, also ER.
We're lucky if we get 10 to 12 episodes. I think that's one thing that I wish would make a comeback is longer seasons. You know that era of Gossip Girl, Prison Break, where we got like 20 to 24 episodes a season. I wish that would make a comeback.
You're reminding me of my Grey's Anatomy days. I would binge watch Grey's. Like I'm gonna get paid for doing it. I wouldn't sleep, but I'd struggle to wake up in the mornings. But I enjoyed it. I love that because it's become a problem for me as well. I struggle with SABC because now I'm gonna watch Bonang on Monday, and then I have to wait until next week Monday. Like, give me all 6 episodes, okay? Yeah.
We will finish it in one go.
I will. I promise you, I will watch from the first second to the last minute. I will watch it. Don't.
Yeah, you're giving us too little.
Don't give us little. Come, let's bring longer episodes.
And longer seasons.
Back.
Yes. Petition to bring longer seasons back.
Yes. So, whether it fails or not, think about it. Every time we face a setback and get back up, we become stronger.
Yes.
We become more resilient. We become more capable of handling whatever life throws our way. I read somewhere on the importance of making comebacks, and these were some of the points that were in the document I read. It said, a comeback fosters resilience, which is an essential skill in both personal and professional life. Knowing that one can recover from difficulties enhances a person's belief in their ability to face future challenges. And this is so important.
It is.
It's so important because now you have experienced yourself coming back last year. So if you have a setback this year, you're like, you know what? I did this thing last year. and I came back. So I'm able to. And it also says that the journey of making a comeback can reignite passion and motivation. And it often pushes individuals to set new goals and strive for improvement, leading to further growth. Comebacks can lead to a fresh perspective on life and one's goals. Yeah. And who doesn't need that?
That's such an important thing as well, because I think it's something that everyone can relate to, is we've all faced setbacks.
Yeah.
And there's always been a time where we've had to make a comeback.
Yes.
Yeah.
So be a Motorola.
Yes.
Come back strong. Come back bold. Come back costing 19,899. I can't get over it.
No, I can't get over it either.
Be a Bonang.
Oh, yes.
Evolve. Innovate.
Inspire.
Tell your story in different ways.
Guys, be a ballerina pump.
Yes. Definitely.
People thought we would never see you again, and you are back, and you are stronger. You are making waves. Be a ballerina flat.
And you don't come back just round.
No.
You come back square.
We've evolved.
You come back pointy. You come back as you want to come back.
You can be anything you want.
Exactly. So let's evolve, adapt, and thrive.
Now let's take a look at what's happening in Nelson Mandela Bay this August. So Conrad Koch and his papa Chester Missing return to the GQ stage with their new show Despicable Hehe. The show starts at 8 p.m. on Friday the 2nd of August, and it's taking place at the Southern Sun Marine Hotel. Tickets are available on Quicket. Nelson Mandela University is hosting their inaugural cultural evening in celebration of Women's Month. So expect a showcase of diverse talents from students as well as guest artists, which includes the Cape Town-based Community Philharmonic Orchestra. The event takes place on Saturday the 10th of August at the South Campus Auditorium, and admission is free. For more events happening this month, check out the Nelson Mandela Bay Gear Guide at yourweekender.co.za.
That's all we have for you today. Just want to know more? Tune in again next week. But until then, stay inspired.
And stay motivated.
Bye, Kelly Kells.
Goodbye, Annie.